Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath, and let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today we are continuing to work on memorizing a few of God's words from Isaiah 55, 6 through 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Today I will be reading from the Children of God Storybook Bible by Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and this page is called Strange Visitors. One long, hot day, Abraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent. Three strangers appeared, and Abraham ran to greet them. "Please come and rest," he said. "Here is cool water to wash your feet. I will bring you food so you can eat." Sarah baked bread with her best flour, and Abraham prepared a young calf for a feast. When the food was ready, he served the strangers himself. The visitors were pleased with how kind and generous Abraham was. "We are angels sent by God," the visitors said. "When we return, Sarah will have a son." Sarah was listening from the tent and chuckled. "I am too old to have a baby." The angel said, "Nothing is too hard or too wonderful for God." And, just as promised, Sarah gave birth to a baby boy. She said, "God has given me a child to bring laughter into my heart." Abraham and Sarah thanked God and named their son Isaac, which means laughter. The word of the Lord. I wonder why God sent angels to give this news to Abraham and Sarah instead of revealing the information to them in a different way. What are you wondering about this reading this week? As we wrap up our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.